destroying the media lies, and dismantling the narratives, one story at a time. It's the Adrian Slade Show Quick Rant.
February 8th is a date that will live in infamy. It's been a hilarious day. It started out with the whole ballot initiative, whether or not Donald Trump can be on the GOP primary ballot in Colorado before the Supreme Court. And now the man who hires all the best people has got a stellar lineup of lawyers. These guys got up there and they just kept going on and on. You know, they did have some people in the Confederacy that ended up being elected to public office, and the Supreme Court was like, you know, you don't need to argue on that. You know, you could just go, he hasn't been convicted yet. And so that clown show happened. Even Ketanji Brown Jackson was like, yeah, we really can't do this. You know, all the Supreme Court justices were looking at this like, this is a really bad case. I think all of us will probably side on the same ruling. In fact, Samuel Alito even said, you know, all right, so what if it was a foreign actor? What if it was a foreign agent, somebody who had sympathies and was working with Iran, basically used Biden's entire premise as an example of how, you know, treason and what have you. You have to have some sort of conviction. You can't just like say, well, this guy was involved with an insurrection, which, you know, he basically just said, march peacefully and go home now and don't be violent. And somehow that was turned into an insurrection. Yeah, that all crumbled today. And then the day followed up with a couple of crazy things. The first being the fact that the Department of Justice basically said, well, you know, Biden is cleared of all wrongdoing with classified materials being in his home, in his garage, right? Well, why was that? Oh, well, that was because he's an elderly man who forgets. He's got a poor memory. And so this comes on the cusp of the GOP, the winning issue. Immigration is the biggest percentage polling item of anybody who is fed up with the status quo, who is going to primaries and voting for people. Whether it be, you know, the Iowa caucus, or whether it be, you know, South Carolina, Nevada, every time they bring up the exit polling, they say, what's the one issue that is the most important to you? It's illegal immigration. Well, you've got immigrants just flooding across the border, and they're beating up cops in New York, and, you know, they're leaving their dogs all down at the border where people don't know what to do with them. PETA's too busy worried about, you know, the horses on the freaking carousels at theme parks and, you know, malls around the country, and they're not worried about the dogs, but we're supposedly not worried about the border because these are good people. And, you know, we want to give them debit cards. We want to give them nice hotels, and we want to let them give us the middle finger after we bring them into custody. Alvin Bragg's going to bring them into custody. He's going to have them released. He's going to say, we need to get those guys. And then he's going to go out and find two people that aren't the guys that he's looking for and release them and go, darn, we're going to have to find those guys. What does the GOP do? They crap the bed. They turn around and go, well, you know, how about we pass a bill where, you know, we have, you know, up to 5,000 people come across the border. But when it's 5,001, then we'll just turn off the border. And, you know, we'll also do all these things like, let's give all of our legal authority, all the state's power, and just give it to the courts in D.C. Because the courts in D.C. are going to really do the right thing. They're not going to be doing their own doing things for their own self-interest and throwing, you know, shade on the states and then turning around and running the scam of human trafficking with NGOs and governmental organizations across the border through the cover of the D.C. courts. Yeah, that's we're not going to do that. And the GOP decided, hey, let's do that. Let's team up with the left, Kirsten Sinema and with this Lankford moron. And let's go ahead and do that. Well, the GOP found a way to take the one item that would elevate them into the presidency and just crap the bed on it and just own it and just throw a vote out there to where we have to have somebody put a no vote in just so it gets kicked back. And then we can have the vote a second time when Steve Scalise can be there from his cancer treatments. The crazy thing about all of this is just when the Republicans crapped the bed over the garbage border bill vote, the Democrats said, "Here, hold my beer," and called the party leader and the president a feeble and mentally incompetent elderly man. And then he comes out yelling, looking mentally incompetent. I mean, Biden's DOJ basically said he was mentally incompetent. And then he came out to a press conference and then called the leader of Mexico by the name of the leader of Egypt and then just started yelling at everybody.
As you know, initially, the president of Mexico, Sisi, did not want to open up the gate to allow humanitarian material to get in. I talked to him. I convinced him to open the gate. I talked to Bibi to open the gate on the Israeli side.
Something the special counsel said in his report is that one of the reasons you were not charged is because, in his description, you are a well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning, and I'm an elderly man, and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president, and I put this country back on its feet. I don't need his recommendation.
That's totally out. How bad is your memory, and can you continue as president?
My memory is so bad, I let you speak.
My memory is fine.
My memory, take a look at what I've done since I've become president. None of you thought I could pass any of the things I got passed. How'd that happen? You know, I guess I just forgot what was going on.
Mr. President.
Voters have concerns about your age. How are you going to assuage them? And do you fear that this report is only going to fuel further concerns about your age?
Only by some of you.
Mr. President.
I mean, you can't make that up. I mean, both parties just totally tanked themselves in front of the public in real time. I mean, the first part of this week, I was just going, oh my God, the GOP just crapped themselves. They had it in the palm of their hands. All they had to do is go, yeah, we're going to shut the border down. But no, they had to make these stupid concessions, and then they had to make these dumb deals, and then they had to get together and put it out there, and then Mitch McConnell's going to throw Lankford under the bus, and then, you know, Speaker Johnson's going to have a vote because he didn't think Al Green was going to show up, but Al Green showed up in his scrubs after surgery on a gurney, wheeling him in so he can vote, you know, just like Dianne Feinstein did right before she died. She was like hours before death. She's in there voting. The Democrats have the zeal and the forthright attitude to fight to the death. You know, the John McCain method, where you stay in office until you die. You know, the Dianne Feinstein method, stay in office till you die, show up, vote on the day that you die. These people ended up setting up a vote. Speaker Johnson thinking, okay, he's not going to be here, so we have a majority. Oh, here he is. He's in his scrubs. He's being wheeled in like the old train on In Living Color. I don't know if you remember that, but being wheeled down, and he comes in and votes. And so they kick it back. And I thought that was like the biggest political blunder of the day, of the week. And then the people on the left, they turn around and go, yeah, Joe Biden's, he's not guilty. He doesn't have to sit trial. He's all good because he's elderly and he has a really crappy memory. And then he comes out, he's like, I don't have a crappy memory. And then proves us that he's mentally unfit to be president. And at the same time, Tucker Carlson drops a 2-hour interview with Vladimir Putin, where Vladimir Putin does like a 30-minute lesson on the history of Russia, the rise of Russia, going back like centuries. I mean, he's going on. And every time Tucker Carlson's like, well, okay, well, what about this? He's like, well, wait a minute. Let's continue with the history lesson. Let's get through this 30 minutes of history so that later on I can turn around and say the CIA was responsible for blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline. And in fact, one funny little exchange was this one where Vladimir Putin was basically accusing you, meaning America, of blowing up the pipeline. And Tucker Carlson was like, it wasn't me. I was busy that day.
Who blew up Nord Stream?
You for sure.
I was busy that day. Nate, I did not blow up Nord Stream. Thank you, though.
У вас лично, может быть, есть алиби, у вас лично.
You personally may have an alibi, but the CIA has no such alibi.
That NATO or the CIA did it.
And really, it was a fascinating interview. I sat through the whole thing, and he gets into the Nazi aspect of Ukraine, the Azov Battalion. He doesn't call it the Azov Battalion, but when you talk about those who marched with torches, remember, you know, the Patriot Front and all those people marching in Charlottesville with torches. Well, that's what they did over there. He gets into how they're, and this doesn't excuse anything that Putin says. It really gets into the minutiae of why he's doing what he's doing over in Ukraine. And the interesting thing to me was the fact that he basically said one of the turning events of, you know, when the Soviet Union collapsed, everybody thought, oh, perestroika. Okay, they're re-examining their role in the world because communism is done. We think that there's going to be some normalization between Russia and the United States. And, you know, Boris Yeltsin's there. We're thinking things, okay, communism has been proven ineffective. And so maybe they'll rethink how they do their governance. And we will establish relations and things will get better. And over the years, things started getting better, started working in that way. And you know what the turning point was? Oh, yeah, it was when Bill Clinton went into Serbia. And that was the beginning point, which is interesting to me because, yeah, that was the whole Slobodan Milosevic and the whole thing. You know, Bosnia came later. And it's interesting because at one point, Bill Clinton is talking to Vladimir Putin, and this is from Putin's account, and he says that they were discussing the entrance into NATO back in the 90s. And Vladimir Putin said, okay, I asked Bill Clinton, hey, is there a possibility that we could enter into NATO? Maybe we can, you know, normalize relations and kind of fix things. Bill Clinton's like, yeah, I think that's possible. Let me talk to my team. Calls back later. No, that's not going to happen. Who is the team? Is it the team that's running Joe Biden? Is it the team that's running the elderly, feeble, mentally incompetent guy who can't even walk off the stage right? I think that's the team. And so I think you're witnessing the team collapsing in real time because the figurehead that they propped up, that they said, oh, look the other way. Don't look at it, his mental collapse. Look the other way. 81 million votes. We put him there. The cleanest election of all time. And he's just falling apart. He can't keep it together. His DOJ is throwing him under the bus. He's yelling at reporters. And then at the end of the day, we're having to deal with sham lawfare where they're trying to, you know, make these cases for insurrectionists and from the Confederacy up against the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ain't having it. They're like, you guys are friggin' idiots. This is where we are. And this is what made today the Adrian Slade Show quick rant a fun day. We'll see you guys next time.
This is Adrian Slade.